Test 63, Section 3, Question 13. Here we're looking to support, what's most supported by the information. And it says light, genetic profile, fMRI of the brain contain information that you might want to keep private. So just like your genetic profile, fMRI, you might want it private. An fMRI of the brain also contains enough information about a patient's skull to create a recognizable image of that patient's face. But it also can show you enough about the face. A genetic profile can be linked to a patient only by referring to labels or records, whereas a genetic profile, you really can only do it with records. Now, what this seems to be saying is that an fMRI, if it were to get leaked, could potentially compromise things more than even a genetic profile. So what is supported? It is not important that medical providers apply labels to fMRIs. That's not really what they're going at. They're not saying you don't need labels. It seems more that they're concerned about the potential, you know, potentially having things spread about their data. And then an fMRI has the potential to compromise patient privacy in circumstances in which a genetic profile would not. Maybe, because essentially an fMRI by itself could compromise the identity of the person. Whereas if you just have a genetic profile, you couldn't really link that to a person without a label. So B seems pretty good. In most cases, patients cannot be reasonably sure that the information in genetic profile will be kept private. We didn't have anything that says in most cases it's not going to be private, just that you don't want it leaked. D, most of the information contained in fMRI of a person's brain is also contained in their genetic profile. We don't really have any information on whether or not there's overlap between the two. And then patients are more concerned about threats to privacy posed by fMRI than those posed by genetic. We don't know which one there's greater concern about. It never says which one people are more afraid of, but it does suggest that fMRI does have some issues that a genetic profile doesn't. And that's why B would again be our correct answer.